If you'll be turning to 2 Timothy chapter 4, we'll begin there in just a moment to introduce our lesson. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I came this week at the request of Eddie and others in the congregation to encourage you, but you have encouraged me. For Keith, it's been a great week. The friendship, the kinship in Christ, certainly the time of meals and fellowship and laughter, making new friends. Our time together each evening in worship has just been outstanding. And I'll echo what Eddie said a moment ago. The folks at Pulaski, you have done a good job in preparation for this meeting. You've continued to invite others each and every night, and we're so thankful for that. And we'll have just a little bit to say at the end of the lesson. We started on Sunday morning in Bible class with the song Blessed Assurance. And we emphasize the chorus of that song, "This is my story and this is my song." And we need to make very sure that each and every day as members of the body of Christ that Jesus is indeed our story and our song. Sunday morning in the worship hour, we talked about what's your story. We all have a story. There's all a way that we got to where we're at physically. And there's also a story spiritually. Are we faithful to God, indifferent toward God, perhaps could be more faithful to God? Are we individuals that's never obeyed the gospel of Christ to be obedient to His plan to become a child of God? We all have a story. Sunday night, we talked about how to write a bad story from the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and chapter 14. Forget God, look to man, push God out of the way, and I guarantee you, every time, you're going to write a bad story. On Monday night, we talked about how to write a good story. And we used Ephesians chapter 5. And we talked about three things in there. That if I will do them and think about them and stress and focus upon them in my life, that it's going to be a good story. It works every time. Last night, we talked about in order to tell the story. And we tried to make a comparison, or a connection maybe would be a better term, between can I write a good story and not know the story? And just because I know the story, does that mean I'm writing a good story? We talked about the young man in Mark 10 who came to the right source. He asked the right